followers responded. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot says far-right groups were inspired by former President Trump's call to protest the results of the 2020 election.
From tweet to action, that's the line committee Democrat Jamie Raskin draws between groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and a call for a wild protest by former President Trump before January 6th.
Donald Trump's 1:42 a.m. tweet electrified and galvanized his supporters.
Stephen Ayers is not aligned with any group, but told the committee he was a hardcore follower of former President Trump on social media.
He basically put out, you know, come to stop the steal rally, you know, and I felt like I needed to be down here.
The committee also says former President Trump turned to outside advisors and lawyers after Justice Department officials and White House counsel dismissed his voter fraud allegations.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Residents at a city council meeting in Uvalde, Texas, calling for action and demanding police face consequences after edited surveillance video of the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School was released by the Austin American-Statesman newspaper, showing heavily armed police officers standing in the hallway waiting for more than an hour before the massacre was stopped by Border Patrol agents. The video released as Texas lawmakers are set to release findings of their investigation into the attack. President Biden flying to Israel, where he's set to meet with top leaders.
The president's been making the case this past week that his Middle East policy is making the globe more safe. He's also trying to reconnect the relationship with Israel. Now, while here, the president will highlight the money that he's allocating to Israel.
Fox's Edward Lawrence in Jerusalem. Later this week, the president travels to Saudi Arabia. Wall Street, the Dow lost 192. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An assistant attorney general in Iowa is suing the city of Des Moines and its police department over his arrest during the George Floyd protests in 2020.
Iowa Assistant Attorney General Paxton Williams says he was tackled outside his home, pepper sprayed and handcuffed for no reason during violent protests in May of 2020. The Des Moines Register reports that Williams, who's black, is among at least 8 cases filed against the Des Moines Police Department. According to court records, a failure to disperse citation that Williams received stemming from the case was dismissed under an agreement requiring him to avoid further criminal charges for 6 months. Des Moines police aren't commenting, and a spokesperson for Iowa Attorney General Lynn Hicks calls Williams' case a personal matter. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
NASA is sharing the first images of the James Webb Space Telescope, which is peering farther away and further back in time.
NASA is sharing 5 images taken by the James Webb Space Telescope, perched 1 million miles away from planet Earth and seeing light from distant galaxies going back more than 13 billion years. One picture shows a collection of spiral galaxies.
And so there are these galaxies that look stretched and pulled, kind of like they've been magnified because they've been magnified by the gravity of the cluster, just like Einstein said they would.
NASA astrophysicist Jane Rigby, the telescope's spectrometer, was also able to determine an exoplanet more than 1,000 light years from Earth, has water vapor. Eben Brown, Fox News.
British runner Mo Farah, who won 4 gold medals at the Olympics, has revealed he was trafficked as a child and was forced to care for other children before he escaped through running. In a new documentary, Farah says his real name is Hussein Abdi Kahin, and he was taken from the East African nation of Djibouti when he was 8 or 9 years old, and a woman he didn't know brought him to the UK. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.